if a tree falls in the forest. Matthew's mother has sent him out back to get a switch again. He staggers to the trees near the garage, pulls a young branch, picks off twigs and leaves, stares at the slender whip. He makes the long walk down the driveway to the house, feebly waves when he passes. I wave back. I go inside. If I can't hear him scream, does his whipping exist? I play with paper dolls, fold the tabs of two-dimensional dresses over flat bodies, imagine the quiet. I don't see Matthew for the rest of the day, or the next. Through an open window, I hear his mother banging pots on the stove. Matthew brings out the garbage, refuses a game of kickball that we play until the streetlights shine.